Okay, Cal, why don't we start with you telling us about your project?
Well, the project is many stages. It's about 7 stages right now. The first stage involved collecting money so we can fund an electricity project for orphans in Rwanda, in an orphanage where 120 kids live in 22 houses. And they're all survivors of the 1994 genocide.
Great. So, and then why did you do this?
I saw a need in Rwanda. I saw that there was a huge lack of funding and resources going into these orphanages, and I figured that I could do something about it.
Neat. And then once you made contact with your counterpart in Rotaract in Rwanda, what steps did you take to figure out what you needed to do the project, and then how did you go about getting those resources?
The first things I did was I started calling around. I got the phone book and I started making calls to local government people. Started calling around to Camarillo, to the legislative, and just kind of trying to find out what resources were available, what was going on down in that area. And then I started calling local service clubs, like Rotaract and Lions Club, and seeing if they could help in any of these projects that I'm working on.
And then...
And then how did I figure about getting those resources? Well, once I made contact with Rotary, I found out that I should be going through the Rotaract Club at our school. And I went and talked to the Rotaract Club, which is already part of, but we never did anything like this to this scale. And so I started making more connections with Rotary members, going to their meetings every Wednesday, and eventually started making more contacts, and then we got some grant proposals together, and we started approaching local businesses and organizations and just asking for funds and telling them what we're doing, and just grant writing proposals mainly.
And then, in your opinion, what has the value of your project been to the people of Rwanda? Like, what did you see that, you know, what you were giving them?
Well, when I went down there, the biggest thing that I noticed was they took us into this dark house, and all of a sudden they turned on one of the light switches, and it was the whole room lit up, and it was because of us and the project that we started that these people had electricity. Before us, the kids would come home from work and they wouldn't have any electricity to study. And so the project is a huge success because now these kids can come home from work and study and get better education, which will allow them to get better jobs in the workplace, and they'll eventually be able to move out of the orphanage and be self-sustaining.
So it's such a huge impact that just keeps giving over such a long period of time.
Exactly.
We really need to see that. And then when you think about your own experience, what has the value of the project been to yourself? And what have you learned as a result of the project?
Well, I kind of just learned how much one person can really affect change. I never thought in my life that I'd be able to, you know, bring electricity to an orphanage of all children in Rwanda. Like, that's something I never thought I'd be able to do. But with the right partnerships and the right, you know, right team helping you out, it's possible. And so I guess it made me realize that I can make a difference, and it just takes a lot of hard work.
And then how specifically do you see this work, this civic engagement, as enhancing what you've learned in your classes on campus?
Actually, everything I've learned on campus really helped when I was in Rwanda. Even from just watching how my teachers act, because when I was down there, I was teaching an English class, and so just seeing how the teachers acted and reacted to students, that helped out a lot. My poli-sci classes, it was great because when I was down there, I was talking to, I was living actually in the house of one of the senators of Rwanda, and so all we did was talk about politics, and my politics classes enabled me to talk about the World Bank and African debt crisis and all these really important things to these people, when it's theories to me, it's like they're real life. And so it put like a face to all the theories and principles that I've learned in school so far.
That's neat. And then what would you like to see our campus do to support this type of project, which is really international service work, and we don't have a lot of infrastructure to support that now. So what would you like to see happen here to support that?
Well, I think we need to strengthen the institutions that we have on campus. I think we need more funding, because I came to the campus initially and asked, you know, what the campus could do to help. And they basically told me that I was on my own as far as fundraising, because they didn't have any budget to support this kind of student activity. And I think that's really a shame, because if you look at some schools in on the East Coast, you know, a student project like this can, you know, get $40,000 pretty easily from school grants. And so I think that it's just kind of a big shame that, as you know, it's part of being such a new university, but I think that we need to grow in the way of supporting students and fundraising and building up the structures that we have in place right now.
Okay, and then just in conclusion, is there anything you'd like to say to other students who might think, you know, they'd like to do something about the global problems they hear about, but they don't really know what they could do?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is that students really just need to start. If you have an idea about something like I did, start making phone calls. Just pick up the phone book, start calling local businesses that have to do with that. Start asking questions, start calling school representatives. Just start. The hardest thing in a big project like this is just getting the motivation to do something, because it's so overwhelming, and it's such a huge, you know, it's such a huge risk and such a huge commitment of time, but you just need to start. You need to pick up the phone, you need to walk to someone's office, you need to drop by a business. You just got to start. As soon as you start, the wheels in motion, it all turns pretty easy, and you really start seeing the benefits after a short period of time.